President Biden's Armageddon warning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden stoking fears worldwide with his comments last week regarding Russia's nuclear weapons threat. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
In just the past week, President Biden's actually gone from saying nobody messes with a Biden to actually sounding the alarm over a potential nuclear Armageddon. White House officials say he wasn't revealing any classified intelligence when he lobbed that, say what, out there. The president making that jaw-dropping claim at a fundraiser Thursday, saying, quote, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis."
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre later said that there were no indications of Russia preparing to use nuclear weapons in the near future. French President Macron scolded President Biden for mentioning the possibility of nuclear Armageddon. At a rally in Minden, Nevada Saturday night, former President Trump denouncing the Biden administration's economic policies.
Biden and the Democrat Congress created the worst inflation in 50 years, 9.1%, and it's going up. It's going to go up very substantially.
The former president endorsing GOP candidates for Nevada governor and U.S. Senate. With the midterm elections fast approaching, Vice President Kamala Harris in Austin, Texas, Saturday, speaking about how the reversal of Roe versus Wade could have a global impact.
I think we all appreciate what our administration, the president and I, and so many of us have been doing to characterize this moment as truly a healthcare crisis with global, potentially global impact.
Thousands of activists participated in the Women's Wave March in Washington, D.C. Saturday. The NFL and NFL Players Association agreeing to modify the league's concussion protocol after a joint review of Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's injury last month. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
With the influx of migrants at the southern border, Texas continuing to send migrants to New York. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Mayor Adams is continuing to get those buses from Texas Governor Greg Abbott because Abbott's border towns like Eagle Pass, where I am in the Del Rio sector, are continuing to be overwhelmed in an unprecedented way. In the 1 week I've been here, there have been more than 10,700 migrant encounters. In the last 24 hours, there was 1,583. Now, yesterday, Governor Abbott was touting what his Texas DPS Operation Lone Star has been doing. Here is a little bit of what he says, that since it began last year in April, Operation Lone Star has had some 311,000 apprehensions. They've been busing more than 12,000 migrants.
The city of Houston holding its second gun buyback program of 2022. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The second gun buyback program this year is part of Mayor Sylvester Turner's One Safe Houston initiative. At the last event in late July, more than 800 guns were turned over in exchange for gift cards with values as high as $200. But the top assistant to the Harris County District Attorney questioned how the buyback was conducted, as people can turn in guns no questions asked. The DA's office said that's a problem if it turns out any of these guns were used in crimes. And even more so if the person turning it in received a gift card in exchange. This time around, the city says ghost guns will not be accepted.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said a little over 1,200 guns were turned in on Saturday and thinks it could be a record. The Cleveland Guardians and Tampa Bay Rays setting a major league record Saturday for the longest scoreless postseason game. They were tied at 0-0 into the 15th inning, the Guardians finally defeating the Rays 1-0 with Oscar Gonzalez's walk-off home run. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.